Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is sponsored by Every Dot Black Entrepreneurs Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from Romans, the 13th chapter and the 11th verse. And it says, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed." Before we start with our story today, I will share a portion of a list of ideas I found on the internet for those who desire to become an author. And here are six of the ideas listed. Number one, write every day. That is, develop a habit of writing. Number two, read like a writer. Make it a habit of carrying a book with you and read portions of it at every opportunity. Number three, watch TV like a writer. Some of the best writing and storytelling happens on TV. Number four, watch movies like a writer. Pay attention to plots, storyline, and structure. Number five, set up your space. Set up space that is designated as your writing space, such as your bedroom, kitchen table, or family room. The last idea I want to share with you today is number six, find your tribe. That is to say, seek out and be around other writers. More of the ideas listed in this article will be presented in a future program. Now, we'll be back with our story after a break. Welcome, everybody. The story today comes from Chapter 7, On the Beach, taken from the book Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? The sequel. The title of the story today is A Spiritual Awakening, Part 1. Today, you will be given an introduction to this story, and it will be coming up next. Sandra and Aaron had been carrying on conversations for the last hour as they both just sat there, listening to the ocean waves beat upon the beach. After a few minutes of meditation and reflection by both women, Sandra said to her new friend,
"You know, Aaron, it's so beautiful and peaceful out here. But I want to get back to what you were saying about your history. What a story, Aaron. You sure have been through a lot of pain, but I'm sure you'll meet the man of your dreams someday."
Well, thank you, Sandra, for those words. At that point, Sandra thought about the pain she was in and her dim prospects to be around in a few months, according to the doctor's prognosis of her condition. She felt moved to tell Aaron more of her story, this time her recent history. She began by saying,
"Aaron, I have something to tell you, too. I was in a car accident about 2 months ago and had some complications because of it. To make a long story short, I crushed my leg, and more than that, developed complications from the accident. You probably can tell because of the slight limp that I have. I'm currently in a rehabilitation period."
"Well, I did notice a slight limp, Sandra, but I'm sure you'll get over that as you continue your rehab."
"Well, I believe I'll walk normal again, Aaron. But there's something else I want to tell you about. And that is something that you haven't noticed because it's inside my body. And that is, I have a defective liver. Aaron, it was damaged when I had the accident back in Minnesota. And I've been given less than a year to live unless I can get a transplant."
Oh, no, Sandra. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, yes, Aaron. That was the prognosis I was given. And I am so afraid.
Oh, Sandra, that's awful. Are you all right? Here, take this tissue.
Thanks, Aaron. I'm okay now. Let me tell you why I came on this trip. It was because of both my physical injuries to my legs and to my liver. I came to Bermuda, Aaron, to find myself mentally and to somehow find a way to remedy my condition, which is getting a suitable transplant.
Well, yeah. We need to pray for a transplant. So we're not going to worry too much about your leg right now. We need to focus on the last thing you said, getting that transplant. But Sandra, I'm so sorry to hear about your illness. Let me tell you something, though. It's not finding yourself mentally, as you said. It's a spiritual awakening that you need. And when you get that spiritual awakening, I believe your physical body will respond to your faith. I can really sense that, Sandra. Yeah, I can sense that you're going to get that transplant that you need. Let's hold hands and we can pray about it.
Sandra did as Aaron told her, but this was a new experience for her. Sandra said to Aaron,
I do have to tell you, Aaron, that I have never prayed with another person one-on-one before. I mean, my experience with praying is being part of a group of people, like a church congregation, or listening to someone blessing the food before eating. But I'll follow your lead.
Well, Sandra, this prayer will be no different than the ones you've just described. But you don't need a crowd of people to offer up an effective prayer. Even if you're alone, God hears you. All you really need is a sincere spirit, because God looks at the heart, the spirit of a person, and He knows whether you're sincere or not about what you're asking for. But Sandra, the scripture does say that if just two people are together and touching and agree about something, God is in their midst and will respond to their prayer. So we are together and we will agree. So based on scripture, God is obligated to keep His word, that is, to answer our prayer. So, okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Aaron.
Lord God in heaven, in your word, you tell us whenever two of your children are together and touching, as me and Sandra are doing right now, and making a request, you will be there with them to answer their prayer. So we believe that you are right here in our midst. And so I ask that you do something to Sandra. Something miraculous in particular regarding her health. Something that will manifest yourself to us in some way so that she can better deal with whatever situation she's going through. And specifically, God, we're asking that you grant her the transplant that she needs. And in doing so, I bind the hand of the enemy for Sandra's sake. And we both will give you, O Holy Father, the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, there you go. Do you believe that prayer, Sandra?
Yes. Yes, I do believe, Aaron.
When Aaron finished the prayer, she said to Sandra, so now the only job you have to do, Sandra, is to sincerely believe that you will receive what we prayed about.
I know I just asked you, but I'll ask you again for emphasis. Are you willing to do that? That is, believe you will receive what we prayed about, your physical healing.
Yes, I believe what you said in that prayer, but I must tell you, Aaron, I don't understand a lot of it, but I will believe.
End of part 1. We will continue with part two of our story the next time. Voiceover credit goes to Ms. Patricia Jones. Her email is patjonesvo@gmail.com. Before we end the program today, listen to the following promotional statement. William Porter here with a message and an invitation to join the Inspirational Book Club. Admit it, we book lovers still desire to meet and discuss a book we may be reading. The power of the internet through Zoom allows you access to book club meetings. It allows all members to be in one place, one space. The Inspirational Book Club is not just about discussing books. It's also about hearing testimonies from participants. They are just so inspirational. Listen to this.
Well, Dr. Porter, this is Kim.
Kim, okay.
And when your spirit says talk, you have to talk. I'm so very grateful to be here this afternoon, and I am so grateful that this book club is being starting off very, very successful, even though I got actually thrown off my computer and lost my connection earlier. So I do apologize for not being able to show the screen, the presentation. But I just want to thank God, because you know what? As a testimony, sometimes we don't understand why things happen and when they happen. I certainly don't. But sometimes we do, by acknowledging God and His goodness, it takes care of everything. And I think this is, we try to prepare for something, and in my opinion, it's coming out 10 times better than I even imagined. So thank you, Dr. Porter. I think that people are enjoying themselves. I know that I let my Holy Spirit come out of me. And that's how I know God is moving me. When you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, it doesn't take your brain to take action. I found that out recently. As you all know, I actually volunteered to be laid off of my corporate job to join Every Dot Black, and it was not a planned event. I don't know what happened. I think I lost my mind at that moment, but I know now that was my Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God talking through me out of my mouth. And when that happened, now I'm in my purpose. I am the happiest I've been in my entire life. And little would I know that that would have happened like it did. And sometimes you just need to walk out on faith, and that spirit's going to tell you. He's in all of us, whether we acknowledge him or not. But when we let him take control of our bodies, our minds, that's when we become very, very successful. And that's when we become finding our happy place, our purpose. So I just wanted to say that, give glory to God.
And amen. The
book club, give glory to God in our lives. Let the Holy Spirit speak through you.
Yes, Lord.
All I had to say.
As I said, so inspirational. So don't miss out and join the discussion. Our monthly meeting is every first Saturday, and the time is from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. If you're interested in joining us, just email your name, including your preferred email address, to me, Dr. William Porter, W.A. Porter, 4995, @yahoo.com. Again, that email address is waporter4995@yahoo.com. Within a day or so of our hearing from you, you will receive your Zoom login information package. For more information, visit the website at williamporterlife.com. Well, that's all for now. Until we meet at a future book club meeting, take care. I'm Dr. William Porter, author of inspirational books and host of the Inspirational Book Club. Well, that's all for today. In closing, I'd like to say, and would like for you to remember, whatever you may be going through, such as with Sandra in our story, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time. Thank you.